This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Well, greetings everyone and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. As I am recording this program in the middle of March 2014, the events pertaining to Russia and Crimea and Ukraine are developing with unparalleled speed. And when you perhaps later listen to this program, you might find that some of the things which I am going to say today as what is going to happen have already occurred. But first, I'd like to give you a status report as to where we are right now. But I also want to show you today what Russia's true ambitions are, because it's not going to stop with Crimea. It is not going to stop with Ukraine. You see, your Bible makes this very, very clear. First of all, here's an article by BBC News dated March 16, saying that 97% of voters in Crimea have supported joining Russia in a disputed referendum. And then we find that Crimea's leader, installed last month after the Russian takeover, celebrated the referendum on stage, backed by the Russian national anthem, Russian flags, and the personnel of Russia's Black Feet. He told supporters that Crimea was going home. You see, we find out that not only Crimea is a potential spot for Russia's quote-unquote justification to intervene, because they are saying, well, we had to do this in Crimea to support the Russians, to help the Russians living there, even though the Russians were under no persecution whatsoever. But, you know, now they are saying other parts of Ukraine is also in danger, and so they may have to intervene there as well. Of course, we find that Russia's parliament, that Mr. Putin, that Crimea's parliament, they all agree to Crimea becoming part of Russia, so for all practical purposes, Crimea clearly is gone. But here is an interesting article by the Washington Post, dated March 18, talking about Mr. Putin's speech to the Russian parliament, saying that Russia has no interest in expanding its hold within Ukraine, but he also said that Russia would always be ready to stand up for the rights of fellow Russians living in other countries. He mentioned, seemingly in passing, that Russians in eastern Ukraine, in the cities of Kharkiv and Donetsk, had been subjected to the same sort of abuse at the hands of Ukrainian nationalists that he said had led him to act on Crimea. Now, of course, none of that is correct, but we see how he is placing the world on notice, and nobody seems to be listening. Hitler at one time placed the world on notice as to what he would be doing in his famous book Mein Kampf. Nobody was listening until it was a little late in the game. Now, Mr. Putin went on to say that he touched on Russian roots in the Ukrainian heartland in a way that many Ukrainians may not have found reassuring. We sympathize with the people of Ukraine, he said. We are one nation. Kiev, the capital of Ukraine, is the mother of all Russian cities. Now, what do you think he means by that, if Kiev is the mother of all Russian cities? The Financial Times wrote on March 16 that Crimea is just the beginning. It says the invasion of Crimea cannot be explained with concern for the Russian-speaking people of Crimea. Russia's rulers do not even care about their own people. Why would they suddenly care about their kinsmen in Crimea? Nobody has oppressed the Russians in Crimea. Mr. Putin's goals are far beyond the Crimean Peninsula, and that is what we got to understand. He is not satisfied with just taking Crimea. He wants to have all the former Russian satellite states, once belonging to the Soviet Union, to come back to the homeland, the motherland. Heim ins Reich, as Hitler would have said it. And of course, the same kind of wording is being used by Mr. Putin. He wants them all back. You see, the article in the Financial Times goes on to say that Ukraine, like Poland in 1981, Czechoslovakia in 1968, Hungary in 1956, rose up against the principle of limited sovereignty. The Russians want to bring Ukraine to heel, just as they did with its Western neighbors. So the occupation of Crimea is only a means for the current political regime in Russia. But now notice carefully how the article goes on to say, a means towards goals that are extremely dangerous for Europe, for Ukraine, and for the Russian people itself. And of course, we have a very interesting article by Breitbart, dated March 17, saying that Russia has pushed the reset button, all right, resetting history and geography to take the Crimea back, while the US and the European Union do virtually nothing. Yes, they issued a few sanctions, which have really no consequence. And now they're talking about issuing more sanctions, but they also have said they're not going to militarily intervene. Putting their cards on the table, a stupid move. Putting the world, putting Russia on notice that no matter what Russia is going to do, they're not going to militarily intervene. And nobody expects America to do it, but I'm here to tell you that in time, Europe will. Europe will unite, and they will then engage in a war with Russia and China and other Far Eastern nations. That is clearly prophesied in your Bible. Now, this article by Breitbart goes on to say, the weakness of the West in facing the Russian seizure of the Crimea is likely to have a significant geopolitical effect, both in the short term and in the long term. And then they are giving five potential scenarios as to what could happen. One, China advances claims over territory and airspace. Now, the interesting thing is that just today, as I'm recording this program on March 20, 2014, Der Spiegel Online published an article in the German language. I haven't seen a translation yet, talking about the fact that China is the country supporting Russia in regards to Ukraine, and notice carefully that they're already working on a military collaboration and pact between China and Russia. Now, if that doesn't wake anybody up, I don't know what will. Okay, Breitbart says number two, Al-Qaeda will step up its attempts to create an Islamic State because they realize, well, America's not going to do anything about it to prevent it. Number three, very important and very likely, Israel plans for completely unilateral action against Iran. They're saying, well, they understand now that America is not going to help them. So the suggestion is, and of course the foreign minister of Israel just recently said that they will strike Iran without American approval. Number four, Europe gets serious about fracking, but not only about fracking. They are going to get serious about militarily uniting because they also understand that America is not going to help. Of course, at this point, they are saying, well, we are not going to militarily intervene because they don't have the power yet. But they are working on getting that power, believe you me. And number five, Russia continues to challenge U.S. allies and create crises. The Crimea crisis is hardly over and may reach other parts of Ukraine as well as NATO allies in Eastern Europe as Putin tries the same trick again. And he also expands Russian influence into Latin America. You see, the EU Observer agrees. They wrote on March 18 that ethnic Russians in the Ukrainian cities of Donetsk, Kharkiv, and Kiev are still appealing for the help of Mr. Putin, insofar as Mr. Putin is concerned. And he described Kiev as a mother of all Russian cities, ancient Russia, our common source. But now, listen carefully. He has amassed military forces on Ukraine's north and eastern borders. Why? If he is going to absorb Crimea, and it's not a question of if, because that's already taking place, he will also need to take control of the electricity and water infrastructure which feeds it and which is located on the Ukrainian mainland. So obviously that's the next step. He is going to invade at least large portions of Ukraine, not just Crimea, and he will try to invade other satellite countries of the former Iron Curtain. The article in Der Spiegel Online, dated March 14, compared the present crisis with the Crimean War of 1853 to 1856, saying that ultimately it consumed well over 500,000 lives. It began when Russia sent 80,000 troops in the Ottoman-controlled Danubian principalities, saying that they had to act as guardian of Orthodox Christians within the Ottoman Empire, much as it today claims the right to safeguard the interests of ethnic Russians in eastern Ukraine, and not just eastern Ukraine. But I found this statement very interesting, very revealing. They go on to say, the Ukrainian emergency is a reminder of how quickly events can undo the best laid plans and produce unforeseen constellations. Unforeseen if you don't understand what the Bible says. Very clearly foreseen if you understand that the Bible talks about kings from the east, in the book of Revelation, for instance, who will engage in a war with Europe. Now, we have just published this week update number 629. We are sending out weekly updates. The Church of the Eternal God is sending those weekly updates via email. And of course, as I said, this now is already update 629. And you can get a free copy of that update if you just give us your email address. We'll be happy to send you a free copy. Now, this update also goes into current events, the weeks of the news. Now, we have all these updates posted on our webpage, eternalgod.org. And you can check up on us. And you will find, if you go back in history into our previous updates, that we have told you the things which are happening right now. We have told them to you years ago. Because the Bible tells us very clearly what is going to happen. And we are going to keep you informed. And let me just say, in a way which you will find no other source. And I mean this very, very clearly. No other source which is going to tell you exactly what is happening based on the Bible. I know a lot of sources. I'm reading a lot of stuff. You don't find this kind of analysis. You don't find this understanding based on the Bible as you'll find it in our weekly updates. You have no choice but not asking for it. You need it. And please do yourself a favor. And we also have published many, many booklets. Here's one on the book of Zechariah. See, the book of Zechariah has a lot of prophecies which are, in fact, dealing with our time today. Another one on the Middle Eastern and African nations in biblical prophecy. Again, you don't know, unless you understand how the Bible identifies those modern nations today, what is prophesied for them. Of course, another very popular booklet is the one on the book of Revelation, giving you a chapter-by-chapter analysis as to what is prophesied in the book of Revelation for our times today. You need that information if you want to know what is happening and what is going to happen in the near future. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.